All right, Mike Adams here with an update on the USA Freedom Convoy, the truck convoy that's headed towards DC. And I have to put out a disclaimer here up front. Please do not assign anything, any statement or any conclusion to me here that I'm not saying myself. It's going to be easy for some people to misrepresent what I'm saying or to mishear it. So let me say this very, very carefully. First of all, number one, I 100% support the truckers of Canada and of the United States. 100% support every peaceful freedom convoy effort, every peaceful protest. I have sacrificed for literally two decades of my life under these tyrannical regimes to speak the truth that now so many others are waking up to in Canada and elsewhere around the world. I've been on, quote, the front lines of this battle for human freedom for a long time. So don't anyone say that I don't support this convoy, because I do support the concept. But here's where we've got to be smart. And people like myself and Alex Jones and others, one of the benefits of the fact that we've been doing this for, in my case, two decades, in Alex's case, 25, 30 years coming up on that. I mean, there are a lot of people who've been in the pro-liberty movement longer than myself. And what we are getting right now, or at least I'll just speak for myself, I'm getting a strong spidey sense that this event, the Freedom Convoy Trucker event, is going to be exploited and hijacked by the deep state. And I am extremely concerned that the deep state is going to use this to put a bomb in a truck, a big one. And they're gonna cause mayhem, because it benefits them to have that happen and to have a narrative that blames the truckers. And it looks to me like this is a trap, and that people are walking right into a trap, another kind of January 6th type of trap. That's what this looks like to me. Now, again, I'm not opposed to, you know, anybody's peaceful protests or anybody's free speech or anything like that. I have no opposition to that. But this smells like a trap to me, what the deep state's going to do to it. And I'm not saying that any of the organizers of this event are, you know, aware of this or complicit in any way. Not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that the deep state elements, which have set off bombs in America before, Oklahoma City, 9/11, 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and many other similar things, those were all run by the deep state. You understand that, right? They were all run by the deep state. In Oklahoma City, they bombed their own federal building and then blamed Timothy McVeigh. And that was an effort, by the way, to try to take down Rush Limbaugh and the rise of conservative radio, to try to say that Rush Limbaugh was responsible for the radicalization of Timothy McVeigh. You may not remember that, but that was the narrative back then. So this strategy by the deep state is something that they've used over and over again, and they're going to do it again. And I fear, the fact that there's going to be so many trucks as part of this convoy, and nobody's really able to check who just joins it, like, oh, another truck shows up, you know? It's not like they're checking people's IDs, nor should they. So the point is that any truck can just join in the convoy. Well, what if that truck happens to be an FBI-run truck or FBI-recruited patsies, like they did with the fake kidnapping of Governor Whitmer in Michigan? An entire FBI operation. Like, all the people calling for the kidnapping were all FBI agents. And then they managed to ensnare a couple of, I don't know, good old boys or something that they tried to wrap up into it. But those guys were just clueless. They weren't trying to do anything themselves. They were just getting strong-armed into it by FBI. And so, and we've seen this, by the way. Look, the New York Times has covered the FBI's, what do they call it? The terrorist hoaxes by the FBI. So has the Kansas City Star. I've linked to those stories. The FBI, what they do is they run around America and they create terror plots. I think that's the phrase to search for. If you go on DuckDuckGo, search for FBI terror plots, P-L-O-T-S, and see if you can bring up Kansas City Star, New York Times, and other papers. This is well known, folks. The FBI runs around America, and they roll out terror plots, and one of them was an attempt to bomb a bridge in Cleveland a few years ago. And they drive around a city and they try to recruit like meth heads and homeless people or anybody they can convince. And, hey, you want to drive this van for $50, you know? And the guy's like, sure, I'll drive a van if you buy me some alcohol. And, you know, the guy jumps in the van, drives it for half a mile, and then the FBI, you know, catches a terrorist driving a van full of explosives, you know, right? The guy's like, well, I just wanted a drink. But this is what the FBI does. They do this all across America, and they used to try to focus on so-called radical Islamic terrorists. So they would try to set up Muslims for this. And by the way, the targets of the FBI have always just changed based on the political climate of the time. So if you go back into the 1960s, the FBI was setting up black people, like Black Panthers and black separatists and black extremists and so on. That was the FBI's preoccupation back then. And then after, I don't know what they were focused on in the 1970s and 80s, I'm really not sure. But after 2001, after 9/11, then they were focused on radical Islamic terrorists for a while until Trump got elected. And then the FBI shifted to radical, I don't know, patriot extremism or white people or Christians, or like that's their new target now. So hence the fake kidnapping of Governor Whitmer in Michigan. That was all an FBI operation. So it's not if you know anything about the history of false flags, terror plots, and the FBI, you know that this is what they do. And how can they resist a juicy false flag opportunity like the Freedom Convoy, the trucker convoy, where anybody can just drive a truck right into it and end up in D.C. And then, and I almost hate to say this, because just for the record, I don't want to see anything like this happen. I don't want to see any violence. I don't want to see any false flags. I don't want the FBI to murder and maim and kill anybody else. You know they blew up a bunch of babies in the daycare center in Oklahoma City, right? You know they murdered babies to try to clamp down on conservatism and Rush Limbaugh. So they're willing to do anything. But what I fear is that the FBI, that they would have FBI agents load up an FBI-run truck with FBI-sourced explosives, with an FBI plan and a blueprint, and they might go one of two ways. They might try to have recruit some kind of, you know, like a Timothy McVeigh type of person, say, here, drive this truck, you know, for $100, and see if they could catch somebody dumb enough to jump in there and, you know, become the patsy for this whole thing. Or, and this is the worst part, the FBI might take it live. They might actually say, well, we're just going to take this whole thing live. And then the FBI, might press the button when, you know, at whatever opportunity they think is going to provide them the most terror and the most media coverage. And, you know what I'm saying? They could take it live. And my fear is that that's exactly what they're looking at doing, because I think that the regime is rather desperate at this point, because they're getting a lot of pushback right now. And the world is waking up to so many truths. The world's waking up to Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and bragging about how they run Trudeau and Macron and Merkel and Ardern out of New Zealand and so many other so-called national leaders. They're all puppets of the globalists. That's all coming out. People are waking up like never before to all kinds of issues. Yeah, the vaccines are clot shots. They take away your immunity. We're having an explosion of vaccine-induced AIDS now. People are dying in huge numbers all across America and around the world due to the vaccine. We've all been lied to. The media is lying. The whole Trump-Russia collusion hoax has fallen apart. Hillary's team was actually spying on Trump, just like he said. The media has been caught. And so there's a desperation among the regime. Desperation. They desperately need a new emergency and to create themselves a new kind of terrorism, psychological terrorism against the American people. You got to understand, you know, 9/11 was psychological terrorism against the American people. Well, and also, you know, physical kinetic terrorism. But mostly it was psychological. It was designed to terrify the American people into giving up their civil liberties and supporting the expansion of the Patriot Act and domestic surveillance of Americans, which is exactly what has been rolled out since then. So understand, the deep state is willing to carry out acts of extreme terrorism in America in order to gain power and to suppress the people and try to, you know, get fear to do their work for them. And so if you start to think about fear, like what's the craziest thing that the deep state could do that would unleash a massive amount of fear among the people? Well, think about what they could stuff into a big truck and drive into a convoy. Because I'm not even going to say it, but it's not just conventional explosives. It's other types of weapon systems. Big ones. Ones associated with mushroom clouds. What if they do that? And then, I mean, you know, any kind of desperate move is possible from the globalists running the Biden regime. They could claim, you know, it's terrorists, or they could claim Russia did it, or they could declare martial law, they could have troops in the streets, they could engage in nationwide gun confiscation, anything. The thing is, this provides them the perfect opportunity. But it's especially convenient for them to demonize conservatives and anti-vaxxers. That's where I think they tell themselves, the globalists, that they get the most mileage from this, is they get to demonize anti-vaxxers and make them look like they're violent. And by the way, think about Ottawa. Do you realize there was no violence in Ottawa until the police showed up? Do you realize that it wasn't difficult to walk around Ottawa, even to drive around, until the police showed up and they started blocking off the city? And then the police started assaulting everybody and committing violence and engaging in their brutality. You know, shooting journalists at point blank range with tear gas and so on. It's the government goons who are the ones committing violence. It's the government goons that want an escalation. And that's true for Canada, and it's true for the United States. And what I don't understand is why anybody would want to go into sort of the mouth of the beast, which is to drive into D.C., which is the swamp with the fences and the concrete barriers and the National Guard troops that are going to be reinvoked and all this. Why would you drive there and just surrender to the beast? In essence, you know they're going to pull another J6 and they're going to arrest people by the hundreds or thousands. You know they're going to do that. They're going to throw people in jails. And I think there are other ways that all of us could protest peacefully and not get lured into some kind of a trap. And one of those ways, by the way, is a general strike. It's like, what if we all agree that we just don't work for an entire week? You know, the truck drivers, the people at the grocery stores, the bank workers, whatever. We just have a general strike to send a message that, hey, you better listen to we the people, because we the people, we are actually the machines, so to speak, that keep this country running. And if you throw the people overboard, you know, you're not going to have our support and our consent. We're going to withdraw that from you. And, you know, good luck feeding your cities and delivering supplies and lumber and so on and so forth. So there are other peaceful ways to engage in noncompliance where you don't end up getting sucked into some kind of horrible, you know, J6 style trap in D.C. So this is my concern, okay? And I know that many people share this concern because I've seen other videos. I've seen people commenting. I've seen little posts and podcasts and so on. A lot of people are sharing this concern. Spidey sensors are going off for a lot of folks right now in the same way that it is for me. I do not have a good feeling about how this is going to go. Seriously. So, you know, to each person, you know, do what you think is right and peaceful and most meaningful. You know, I'm not going to oppose anybody who is part of this at all. But I am personally, I am, you know, I'm going to continue to bring people's attention to this. And if you do decide to go, if you go to DC as part of this convoy, okay, you know, number one, I'm going to pray for your safety, but I'm going to beg you to be incredibly cautious. You got to have cameras running anywhere you are. Record the video. You got to be on alert. You need to be in like red level alert the whole time you're there. You don't let your guard down, and do not bring weapons or you will be charged. You'll be criminally charged for carrying weapons if you bring them. Trust me, they're going to set this thing up. And I mean, if you bring something, bring like a emergency first aid kits, you know, blood stop devices, tourniquets and burn treatments and like first aid, be a medic, you know, because I have a feeling you're going to need a lot of medics because of what the government plans to do. I mean, the government is the terrorist at this point. It's true everywhere around the world now. It's unreal. But if you go, be on alert. I have a very bad feeling, as I've said. Now, kind of an overview, but slightly shifting the topic here. Understand, the reason that they need a big emergency in America is because, you know, how Trudeau in Canada, he declared the emergency powers, and then he canceled Parliament, well, suspended it. And right now in Canada, there is no democracy. There's no right to free speech right now in Canada. There's no right to due process. And they can seize your bank accounts. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're stealing people's money right out of their banks. Well, Biden needs a similar excuse in America to do the same thing to conservatives and patriots and Christians and Trump supporters and so on, or anyone speaking out against the government. So Biden needs a Trudeau-like emergency declaration. And then they'll just have a list of, you know, here's 50,000 names, and they'll send those to all the banks and they'll say, seize all the funds, there's loot. Just like they've done in Canada. But Biden needs a big emergency in order to carry that out. So they have to create the emergency. And there's a meme that's been circulating. It goes something like this. If you give government the power to suspend your freedoms under an emergency, that government will always create an emergency to suspend your freedoms. That's exactly what's going on. They will create the emergency, the deep state will, the Biden regime, they will create it. And then they will invoke that emergency to take away your rights and loot your bank accounts and silence you and deplatform you and who knows what else they have planned. So they are going to create an emergency and then they're going to exploit it, essentially to take out their political enemies. And it's no joke that there are death camps in America ready to go, CDC death camps. And that's real. And there are death camps in Canada that are also ready to go. And as this escalates under the direction of Klaus Schwab and other globalists, you know, the orders are going to be take down your countries and just, you know, destroy the last remnants of the republic. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to suspend Congress. The Senate will be powerless. The House will be powerless. It'll be military martial law. And understand, the clock is ticking because they, the evil globalists, they have to do this in America before the midterm elections. Because once the elections are allowed to take place, the Democrats know they're going to lose power. So they have to have this big emergency, and they have to have martial law, and they have to have troops in the streets, and they have to have gun confiscation before the midterms. So they will do it in whatever way is required, even if it means a deep state false flag cyber attack on the power grid, or a cyber attack on financial institutions, or initiating thermonuclear war, World War III. You know, whatever they need to do, they will do it. They are entirely unrestrained at this point. There are no boundaries to what they will do. They can never let the people vote ever again. And that's true in Canada as well as the United States. They can never let democracy function, because if it does, they know they will be voted out of power. So they now have to have perpetual emergencies, you know, permanent restrictions, which is what's been announced by Freeland in Canada. Oh, we're going to have these financial seizures and so on. It's going to be permanent now. She already announced it. Well, of course it's going to be permanent. This is marching in the footsteps of Adolf Hitler. Of course it's going to be permanent. They never had any intention of backing off. I mean, the protests are done in Ottawa. You know, the streets have been cleared, but is Trudeau revoking the emergency powers? Well, of course not. Even though the, quote, emergency is over, well, they can't revoke them. It's too powerful, you know. Got to use that power. Got to wield that power against the people. And that's exactly what's happening in Canada, and it's going to be created and deployed in the United States as well. Mark my words, 100% chance, 100% chance the deep state creates an emergency in America before the midterms and uses it to try to cancel democracy and obliterate civil rights, human rights, you know, free speech, First Amendment, Second Amendment, all of it, okay? 100% chance that happens. All right, so stay informed, and we'll see what are the opportunities for how we defeat this. I'm Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America.